oh, about 3 months ago, I responded to an idea that I found out about the Bloomberg initiatives, which was, I looked up on the internet, it was in a couple of speeches that our mayor made about the city getting behind buildings for musicians, no, for artists to live in, recognizing the fact that there was a severe crisis, that artists were leaving the city in unprecedented numbers because they could no longer afford to stay here. And so this was his spoken wish to address that problem. So I thought, well, all right, I'll just write him a letter, because it seemed to me that the unique needs of musicians had never really been addressed. We need buildings that are soundproof. And also I feel that we need to live in buildings where there are in-house performing spaces, preferably a large one and a small one, rehearsal rooms, recording rooms, so that it could be a building that would function for our needs. Also, in front, we need buildings where we can actually afford to live, so that we can live our lives as musicians and not go into the treadmill that's held out for us more and more, that we have to work so hard just to be able to pay the ever-escalating rents that are going on here. Now, I got a letter back, not from the mayor, but from somebody from the housing and
HPD.
Let's see, HPD, yes.
Thank you.
And though he did not reject my letter out of hand, pretty much a carefully worded letter, let me know that this is something I could not really, that we could not really think about in the foreseeable future. So I thought to myself, all right, we can do it. We're resourceful people. We know we are. You have to be a resourceful person just to go down the road as a musician in this world, just to keep yourself on this road. You have inner resources, and we're a community. Because we're musicians, it's in the very nature of our art form to be a community. We have resources that we can draw from if we pull together. So I sent out an email to that effect, and this was about a month ago. Since that time, the response to this very simple email has been astonishing. For one thing, I had the great good fortune of hearing from Patricia, and we got together and talked and realized that we were traveling on the same path, and that there is so much we can do. I also met with Wendy Oxenhorn of Jazz Foundation of America, and she was wonderfully encouraging and suggested that we might be able to work together to achieve these objectives and expand them. And since then, I've also had conferences, informal conferences, with many other people who have wonderful ideas, I'm sure, that have been presented that you know about already, such as, if we have a building, it should be a green building. I've had very wonderful consultations with the wonderful Margaret Davis, who had the incredible, to me, great idea of concentrating on having made perhaps our first musician-run to live in, to perform in, and to have community spaces in. Perhaps we could look at Harlem for the very first one. Also, we're dealing with something that's been touched on before, and we're all very aware of this. The false antagonism that's been created between the artists and the people who live in the neighborhoods that artists can afford to live in. Like, the artists come into the neighborhood, and the people who live there, they right away, they feel they're going to lose their homes. And we all know about this dynamic. It's very well publicized. And this is an artificially created antagonism that we must address. I don't feel that the city will, or the politicians will. We have to find ways to address this. One of the things that I've considered is that in the building where musicians live and perform, we can have areas which are only for the use of the community. For example, I envision a building where there is a room set aside for instruction, for musical instruction for the children of the neighborhood. And we could either be funded, or if we can't get funding, perhaps we can find it in our hearts to volunteer our time to give musical instruction to the children in the neighborhoods. One of the things that Max Roach told me through the years many, many times, and I'm sure that he's told many of you here, he was very vocal about this. He felt that, hip-hop evolved the way it did because the children in the neighborhoods could not get musical instruments. There was and still is plenty of improvisation, but there are no musical instruments, and I feel that this is something that we could address. We could find ways to either get funding or among ourselves to get some kind of resources to be able to, through this community building, have instruments that these neighborhood children could have with them and evolve their own music coming from instruments that they have in their homes and that they could bring over to this building for their musical instruction. And we have a way of passing on this wonderful music that we were so fortunate to inherit from the ones who've come before us. I guess that covers it. I think that covers it for me for now. I don't know if people have questions, but I am now working on this, and I'm in an outreach phase, consultation and investigation and getting ideas together. And anyone who wants to contact me can do so by email or by phone. And well, also,
if they sign up on the sheet over there for this, we'll give you their contact stuff. Like I hope that you'll be in charge of this committee, like the committee of people working on housing. I mean, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I mean, like, I'm just trying to, like, does that sound right
sure.
to you?
The one thing I might say is that I feel that housing is a bedrock issue. We all need to perform. Without performance, we can't live as musicians. And we need performance spaces. But we cannot have a musical community if musicians can no longer afford to live here. We're in a crisis right now, and I think that we artists, we musicians, we must address this. I agree with William very much that we need to see this as a process of self-determination. Yes, we will try to get funding, and we will lean on the people who have these sources and can help us. But we must see this as being self-directed and self-controlled, that we want to be empowered to act in for ourselves and for the communities that we will be living in and creating our art in communication with. I don't know if anyone has questions, but this is the end of my presentation anyway.
Thank you, Connie.